You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
Welcome, Campbell.
Oh, hey, how you going?
From Red Bar.
From Red Bar.
How do you do, mate?
Oh, not too bad. It's a bit hot today, though, you know?
I see you've got a lot of ice, though.
Yeah, mate, I got my Hawaiian shirt on as well.
Well, ice rich.
You say you're hot, but you're wearing lots of more clothes than I am.
That could contribute to it, maybe.
We're still in the summer months.
It feels like it. Are you guys saving water?
I'm having a drink right now of water. Now I feel bad. Should I be drinking Coca-Cola?
By the way, I think the whole point with that thing is...
No, man, that's actually hitting...
It doesn't give it a toss, if you will, about these crazy reports about needing to conserve water.
But so we need to boil the water. I was going to do that.
We need to, though.
It's fake news.
We need to actually...
Fake news, boys.
No.
Oh, Trump over the hair, right?
Fake news. Just flush your toilet.
I'm putting a stop to this. Definitely conserve water, everybody. Don't listen to these numbskulls. Hey, what are you making over there anyway? Back to the cocktail. Back to the cocktail.
Cutting up some ginger.
Oh, good option. Good option.
Like, muddle that up. Put some rum with it. Put some apples with it.
Okay.
It should be delicious. That's the plan anyway.
What else have we got over here?
So that there is a French apple liqueur.
Ooh, it's totally clear.
Yeah, it's like clear. It's actually just water. I just don't want to be like shut down.
No, it's not. It smells like those, what are those little, kind of, before Fruit Burst, there were those little apple individual candies. You can get them
apple
in grapes
cells.
As well. Smells like those little wrapped candies. Delicious.
I know exactly.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
It smells exactly like it.
Yeah.
Fuck. What were they called?
Anybody, damn it.
Give us a call if you know what those things were that we're talking about from the
screaming.
Smell that you can't smell.
I've got to stop screaming stuff throughout the office.
Cool. Cut up my ginger, put it in a little tin cup, and I'm going to give it a good ass crushing.
Oh, you know what it is, basically. It's a...
what are those candies called?
It doesn't smell like apples, right? But it smells like what apple flavor smells like.
Yeah, it's kind of like the way artificial cherry
stuff,
isn't like cherry.
Apple flavored stuff. Doesn't smell like apple.
What's you got a slice of apple in a glass with a lot of ice
that's sitting there, so I have to do it later, you know.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, thinking ahead.
Okay.
How long did it take to
prepare those glasses?
To freeze that ice.
High tech.
Yeah, let's.
I'll check with the ice machine.
I notice you don't have one. I notice you're not cruising up here with the.
Oh, you've got a big bottle of chi.
The big one, big cube.
Hang on.
Is Red Bar serious about its ice or not? You've got to get that shaved ice thing, bro.
Cubes. We got the little cubes today.
Hey
it's
guys.
It's a hot day, you know?
I'm going to go the chi right now. Just.
Oh, beautiful.
It does know its own name.
It's no fucking joke.
It does.
It's no joke. I'm just going to have a sip just to make sure it's legit.
Legit chi.
It's legit, guys.
What's going on there now?
No, I'm adding in some rum. This is
rum
bullion.
Oh, that's dark.
Ooh. It is amazing. One of my favorite rums.
It's got, what is that around it like?
It's got a paper, it's a paper bag,
basically.
He's
going in for a second slosh.
The outside of the bottle.
Second slosh, there we go.
Oh, it's like a wax bottle over kind of like a corn skin or something.
Corn skin.
Paper.
Yeah.
Skin.
And some of that delicious apple you found. So we've got ginger, apple, and rum in the cup at the moment.
This is getting piratey, as. Yeah.
Like it. Holy Toledo.
Oh, that's delicious.
What's the... what are you doing with the eyedropper, bro?
I've got some bitters in there.
Is there...
in case I needed it. I don't think I'm going to need it, but...
Oh,
I'll give
yes.
this a shake.
Do we. Wait, are we supposed to put that into our eye?
You can if you want. It'll make your eye delicious.
When do you apply this little thing?
No, just check it.
These are so powerful.
Check it straight in now, dog. Check it right in your eye.
Cocktails these days, I tell you what.
Alright, added ice to my shaker. Can you give it a shake?
Okay, please. I'll turn the jazz up. Jazz.
Yes.
We're listening to The Alternate Blues. Clark Terry, Freddie Hubbard, Dizzy Gillespie, and Oscar Peterson. Straining into the glass now. Ooh, it's a nice colour. Not what I expected,
it's nice,
actually.
Yeah. Like Auckland's water if we don't do something about it.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Apparently, guys.
You need to get on the internet, mate. You need to educate yourself.
Okay.
A lot more of it than I thought there'd be. Whoa. Nice.
The strainer was important. What's all that crud that was left in there? Is that just like ginger?
It's like little bits of ginger from when I squashed it all up. Right. The second little tea strainer.
Would you say that is somewhat...
Oh, we're going to top up with chi now. Here top it comes, to the glorious moment. This is where the drink really gets to take off, I think, from the ground.
This afternoon, I was cruising through Remuera, and there was an SUV in front with the number plate, which we figured out in the end because they had other words up above and below it in small. But they tried to put serendipity on their number plate.
Too much. Hey, I think the bigger question is, what are you doing? What is your business being in Remuera? That's the bigger question, I think, in that story.
We're just driving back from lunch.
Okay.
Lunch out in Remuera?
Yeah. Oh, we've been given two straws. Oh, that's two a classy straws. Looking drink.
It's a classy drink. It's like a summery one.
Oh, wow.
I'm glad I've gone with Jess.
Oh, cheers, guys.
I'm going in. Yeah, let's clink it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was like personal jinx clink.
That was like a pub vibe, actually. Yeah.
Oh, this has got a bit of kick to it, by the way.
Yeah. Nice little bit of ginger there, right?
Yeah, it's lovely.
Nice, a little bit spicy.
Mmm.
This is top notch.
It's real good.
Cheers, guys.
This drink reminds me of Billy Idol.
It's really hard because you're not ever drinking any of these cocktails alongside any of the other cocktails. And there's typically a week in between. And it's very difficult to remember what's gone in the years before.
Life's hard.
But hey, is it right up there?
Are we allowed to eat the apple slice? Is that like a standard thing?
You're allowed to eat. I'm not going to stop.
Would people be like, Get him out.
You soak it in there overnight and then eat it in the morning. We have heaps of booze in it and you'll be having a cool time.
Granny Smiths don't get enough props, eh?
Granny Smiths are great.
Nobody's cruising around eating Granny Smiths that much these days. Hey, thank you so much to Red Bar. No, thank you to Chi. Thank you to Cocktail Corner for existing.
Yummy, yummy. That was Cocktail Corner, proudly sponsored by Red Bar and Chi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.